We got quite an agenda. Excuse me, social hour's over. Thank you very much. Currently, we have present in the room, councilpersons Kilpatrick, Bell, Cartier, Woods, Diller. I'm Councilman Smiley, co-chair of finance. Currently, we're looking at six. When we hit seven, we'll address the minutes. So, first on the agenda is 18-151, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Infor Public Sector Incorporated for the renewal of the maintenance contract for the annual technical services agreement for the Office of Technology and Administrative Services in the amount of $192,281.91. In short, this is a computer software agreement for land use and the special services Hanson software. Any questions from any members of council? Anything from the public? Hearing none. R18-152, authorizing the county executive to execute a financing agreement with the Delaware Water Pollution Control Revolving Fund, acting by and through the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control, in an amount not to exceed $1,675,885 to fund sewer pipe repairs at 25 locations, to replace manhole frames and covers at 21 locations throughout the Mill Creek sewer shed, providing for the purchase of the bond and authorizing the execution of various documents in connection therewith. We discussed this before. Councilman Hollins has joined us. Can I get a motion on the minutes?
Second.
We have a motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The minutes have been approved. Okay. We've discussed this before. This is the state fund where we get the lower interest rate. Had these papers distributed at their ask. So real quick, I'll just go through here. The communities where the work is planned under the project are Cattleshire, Wood Creek Section 1, Arundel Section 1 and 2, Sherwood Park Section 2, Walden, Carousel Mole, Limestone Acres, Limestone Acres Addition, Grendon Farms, Woodmill Section 2, Kirkwood Highway between Woodmill Drive, Milltown Road. The community, and we'll do the next one. So that's what's referenced under this resolution. Councilman Cartier.
Just for the record, Mr. Chairman, the interest on this bond through the Deneret Natural Resources and Environmental Control is 2.601%, which is about, I would say, you know, a third less than we normally pay with our capital bonds.
Less than I'm making on my $10 credit union account. Any other questions from any members of council? Anything from the public? Hearing none. Next on the agenda is R18-153, authorizing the county executive to execute a financing agreement with the Delaware Water Pollution Control Revolving Fund, acting by and through the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control, in an amount not to exceed $782,469 to fund pipe repairs at 5 locations and conduct post-construction CCTV inspection of 1,000 linear feet of sewer pipe located within the same area of Newcastle County, providing for the purchase of the bond and authorizing the execution of various documents in connection therewith. These projects under 18-153 will take place in Augustine Hills at the intersection of Silverside and Veal Road, 3 Halsey Drive. That will be 4.100 Granite Road in Alapocas. This location was included in the original project, will be removed because the repair was completed sooner due to the urgency of the situation with the cost of it. Any questions from any members of council? Anything from the public? Okay. Hearing none, we got R18-154, approving the tax exempt status of American Turners of Delaware Incorporated for recreational property located at 701 South Clayton Street, Wilmington, Delaware, tax parcel number 26-033.40-167. This is Councilman Street's piece. And of course, when they're covering recreational property, we have the letter from the Department of Public Works acknowledging that this property deserves a tax exemption.
for Public Works, and then what did I see on here? They reviewed the recreational tax property exemption application, forwarded it to Newcastle County Assessment Division of Law. Public concludes the property is suitable for recreational use, and such is with, is consistent with the recreational needs of the county. Any questions from any members of council?
Thank you.
Anything from the public? Councilman Weiner is here. So that was 18-154. Next, we have 18-155. Resolution in support of an ordinance to provide a finite tax exemption for DOT Foods Incorporated in support of economic development in Newcastle County. Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I'm not sure whether, you know, someone from our Director of Economic Development or someone from the administration would also like to speak to this, but this resolution is exactly what it says. It's in support of economic development in Newcastle County. And I have not been provided with any figures yet as far as the finite tax exemptions release, but Tamara Morris, our Director of Economic Development, met with me this after the past council meeting and kind of gave me a 10,000 feet view of her work and the administration's work closely with the Delaware Economic Development Group. And I was pretty impressed not only with the presentation but her energy with this thing. And Dot Foods happens to be the largest redistribution food company in the United States, and they employ over 4,000 employees. They've been around since, it's a family-owned business, started out in Illinois. They've been around since the early 60s, and from the county's perspective and the state is to try to get Dot Foods to purchase and locate at Route 71 and Route 72 on the current people's property there that is already zoned for industrial business and industrial. And so with that being said, like I said, I don't want to steal anybody's thunder, but you know, I shared some thoughts with Tamara, you know, from the community standpoint along Wrangell Hill Road, Route 71 and everything, but you know, to have you know, a redistribution center like this come to Delaware and especially Newcastle County, create some jobs, and it's kind of interesting because when you read about them, they may very well bring truckloads of stuff in, but it's kind of, they kind of advertise less than a truck, you know, for all their local distributions and things. So so with that, you know, maybe our economic development director would want to comment.
If it's okay, Councilman Bell, I'd like to speak one moment beforehand, in case anyone else started to jump off the cliff like I did when I sent my email upon first reading. I had issues with this legislation for me, because I had concerns about putting my name out there committing to a tax exemption without seeing a plan or anything. So I appreciate your response and your response, and I went back and reread it. So with your pleasure, I would like to read what has changed my mind, because it was easily overlooked by me. It says, now therefore be it resolved, last paragraph, by and for the County Council of Newcastle County, the County Council, upon Dot Foods acquisition of the property, intends to, and here's the word, consider an ordinance providing. So by agreeing to this resolution, we're not saying they're going to get it. We're just agreeing that we're going to consider the ordinance. So that's what restored my comfort level with going forward. So I just wanted to share that with you. I don't want to get into a big email back and forth. So that's why I'm fine with it. Chair, speak.
Good afternoon. Tamara Morris, Economic Development. I'm really excited today to talk about Dot Foods. This is a win for Delaware. When I was contacted by Dot Foods in January, they had identified Newcastle County, Delaware, as one of four states that they were considering to expand their East Coast market. So we right away pulled together a team so that we can put together our business pitch as to why Delaware. in June, fast forward to June, they had narrowed down their options to Delaware and Maryland. So we were still in the fight, continuing to push why the benefits of Newcastle County outweigh the benefits of anywhere else. And I'm happy to say that at the end of July, early August, they chose Delaware and identified the site in Bear in Councilman Bell's district. So to have the largest food redistribution company choose Delaware is a big deal. This project is a little bit over 150,000 square feet. They have committed to just over 200 jobs with this phase of the project. Ultimately, there's about 400,000 square feet in this the parcel that they're going to purchase. And why this is important is because they were looking for land or a site that would allow them to continue to grow. If you read about Google.Foods, as you mentioned, Councilman Bell, it is a family company. They started out as a dairy food distributor and grew to revenue of last year reported in 2017 of $7.1 billion. They also have a huge philanthropic footprint in every state that they have companies located in. And we're really excited that they chose us. What we proposed to them during the process of them deciding which area they would go to, what we proposed is that we offer a tax exemption similar to what we offered, if you remember, to Del Monte, and that is the tax exemption on the approved value of the property. They anticipate about $36 million capital investment in this property. So we're looking at 5 years or a maximum of $150,000. So this resolution is not binding, but they did ask us for something in writing, and we identified after consulting with law that if we put together the resolution, that would be give you an opportunity to take a look at all of the documents once everything was finalized. They're closed. They anticipate closing the first week in October. The traffic studies, all of that will be finished by then. Give all of that information to you. So this resolution identifies that you will consider at a later date an ordinance to offer that tax exemption for this project.
And I'll just make an observation without having all the information. I don't know what they were looking at in Maryland, but this parcel is unique to any company that's a trucking company running freight food product, because under federal law, you can only go a certain distance away from a major interstate to run doubles. And most of your trucking companies are now running doubles. You got one driver, you got two trailers. This falls within that footprint to where they can run doubles up Route 1, drop, and go, and then feed out with the straight jobs or the pups, whatever they're going to use out of that site. So this is unique in that respect, that it allows them to do that.
Such a plethora of information.
And every once in a while, something actually makes sense. Councilman Bell.
Yes, and as Tamara would kind of verify, one of the things that I mentioned in our initial conversations was that we know that it can't be conducted, you know, at this point of the at this stage of the game and everything. But once we get a little bit further along, with the traffic impact studies and things of that nature, is maybe having, with the cooperation of the state and the county working together, have a couple public forums so that folks that live along the Wrangell Hill and the Route 71 corridor can come together, not only see the footprint, but how the traffic will impact the area, what type, what time of day. And it was interesting because the very night that I had met with Tamara, I went to Rolling Meadows Civic, and it's their annual meeting, so they had about 60 folks there. They all said that they knew at some point that something was going to be built, you know, on this industrial property and everything. And a lot of the same discussion took place. Is it going to be like a 24-hour operation? You know, what time of day trucks will be coming in and out, what size trucks, and how many employees, and things of that nature. So, and like I say, as we go along, I think we as a council working in concert with the administration and Delaware Economic Development, you know, that we can have some public forums to address some of those, you know, concerns and everything. So, but kudos to our Director of Economic Development. Thank you. Great job so far.
Any questions, any members of council? Anything from the public? Okay, before I read this in, next is Resolution 18-141. Councilman Cartier, will this be coming off the table?
No, it is going to remain on the table pending further discussion.
Okay, then we don't need any discussion today.
Marcus Henry, the GM of Community Services, was waving his hand, like to make it.
Just really quick, we're going to do a presentation on this at 3:00 in the Community Services here, so I mentioned that.
Okay.
Next, 18-094 and 095. Councilman Weiner, it's my understanding these two are going on the table?
Yes, if I may read into the record the email that I had sent the two co-chairs, you and my fellow councilman from Reading 100. Dear Finance Co-Chair Smiley and Cartier, per request of our Chief of Technology, Mike Honicki, our PIO, Jason Miller, and our Policy Director, Brian Boyle, I intend to table the attached legislation on September 25 until October 9 council meeting, when the two drafts will be discussed at Finance and hopefully voted upon in the evening council meeting. Our Chief of Technology, PIO, and Policy Director want extra time to submit a more detailed fiscal note for the draft legislation. Additionally, they would like to consult with Kyle Grantham, who is currently out of the country.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, next on the agenda, we're under other Newcastle County grant requests, community events. First on the agenda, New York Area Welfare Committee, Councilwoman Bill.
Yes. This is a grant that has been given to the New York Area Welfare Committee for a number of years. They do all kinds of things in the community, and I am moving it for, I believe, $2,500. Yes.
We have a motion for $2,500.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
No vote.
Okay. Next on the agenda, we have the Newcastle County Public Works under Councilman Smiley. This is for $12,500. This is a follow-up to my commitment on the floor of council when we had the budget discussions. Councilman Sheldon said he was looking, he wanted some studies done. I committed to work with him. We had a meeting with the administration to discuss the path forward. Without getting into the particulars of it, I felt the need to try to get us off center, so I offered to take 12.5 out of the 7th district to fund half of the $25,000 match for the study, and this study will begin with a under the fleet management task. So this is the first study to be done under that. So there will. This is the grant proposal. In other words, keep everything open out in public and the view. And for 12.5, there will be ordinance introduced first meeting in October, voted the second, so with the funds, because that's what we need to do to adjust the budgets. So I will move for 12.5 to the, and we don't need to do a motion to suspend the rules, because it's in our rules that the money's staying with them in the county for a county project, then it's an automatic. So I make a motion for 12.5 from the 7th district office slash grant account to go to Newcastle County Public Works for the study.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Anybody not voting? Okay, thank you very much. I look forward to the results of that. Next on the agenda, Warriors Helping Warriors Incorporated. This is Councilman Bell and Councilman Powers.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is actually the request for grant came from our Newcastle County Police Department. They'll be hosting a 5K Hero Run walk on October 14th at Glasgow Park. The walk itself and run will be an honor of our fallen officer, Lieutenant Zerba, and the funding that is generated from this particular walk will go towards the Brian Connolly's Veterans Resiliency Center in Middletown. So very worthy cause for our veterans, and recognizing our fallen officer, as well as Newcastle County Police once again coordinating it. Bill and I have both agreed to put $250 a piece up, which brings us to $500, and it would help support some of their needs on site there for registration, and prior to and after the event. So we're at $500 of $1,000.
Yeah, and that's how I wanted to clarify that the grant request is for $1,000.
So my question to you, Councilman,
yes,
is do you want to make a motion for $500 or do you want to make a motion for up to $1,000 so you can solicit from the council members who are not here to try to acquire the other $500 this evening? It's your call. Or is there anyone else on the council has any? Okay. Councilman Hollins?
$200.
Councilman Cardier?
$250.
So what are they short?
Short $50.
Short $50.
Oh, I'll do $50.
Councilman Kilpatrick? Kilpatrick is $50. So we have a motion for $1,000 to Warriors Helping Warriors. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Not voting.
Okay. That was easy. Next, we have the Red Clay Education Foundation. As I understand it, this is Councilman Woods and Councilman Sheldon?
Correct. This grant's for the Education Foundation wants to do a specific STEM course for coding. And they've come to us asking for it, and I'd like to do the total $2,500, but I'd like to leave that open myself $500. I know Councilman Sheldon is going to do $500. There's six council people that have that are part of Red Clay. Myself, Timmy, Janet, Bob Weiner, J Street, and Penrose Hollins all have schools in Red Clay, so I'm hoping to solicit some more from them.
Okay. Councilman Kilpatrick.
I'll do $500.
Councilman Weiner.
$500 from me, please. From my account.
And I haven't had a chance to speak to Penrose or Jay.
Okay.
So I'll speak to them.
So we have a motion for a grant for a maximum of $2,500 to the Red Clay Education Foundation. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor? I mean, is there? Yeah, okay. All those in favor, somebody saying aye?
Aye.
Any opposed? Not voting. Okay. Next, we have Central Grange number 61 for $2,500. Councilman Powers.
Ruby?
Yes, ma'am.
This is a $2,500. They've asked for $2,500 to purchase safety signage as a result of the farmer that was killed last year while traveling on the highway. Councilman Powers has offered them $1,500 of the $2,500.
Okay. So I'm going to inquire. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll just do it. I'll make a motion for up to $2,500 for the Central Grange number 61 grant.
Second.
Says there's a second. Got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So Ruby, you got a job to do. Just those that have open grants, just let the clerk know in this evening or tomorrow so that way your grant money doesn't get held up. Okay, next we have the MOT Senior Center, $2,500, Councilman Powers.
There you go, Mark. Legislative Aid, Councilman Powers. This is a $2,500 grant to the MOT Senior Center in Middletown. Their grease trap is dead, they need to replace it, and the remediation of the spill under the crawl space. And we'd like to give the $2,500.
On behalf of Councilman Powers, make a motion for $2,500, the MOT Senior Center. Councilman Powers.
Second.
So the motion is a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Not voting. Okay. That concludes the grant portion. Is there anything for the expense and revenue roundtable? Hearing none, the executive branch has a 2 minute and 42 second
I just have some comments.
Presentation.
I'll be short.
We have two other meetings under which we can hear your comments.
Okay. From the policy director. First thing, property taxes are due on Monday, which I think is a good time to give some kudos to our finance team for their work, especially on short-term delinquency. They increased our collections rate from 98.9% to 99.2%, which is pretty impressive when you're that close to 100%. So wanted to give them some kudos.
And then also wanted to give some kudos to our community services team. Over the past 18 months, we've made an investment and a renewed focus towards our therapeutic riding program at Carousel Park. And we were chosen for the Special Olympics, their equestrian team training this past week. Councilman Sheldon, the county executive, had lunch with the team, and I wanted to show a video that our NCCTV team put together.
Chair recognizes that Council President Nagel has joined us.
One moment, that's President Hartley Nagel.
Council President Hartley hyphen Nagel has joined us.
Thank you.
When I was 5 years old, I had trouble walking. They put braces on both of my legs. I had to do it for 23 hours a day.
Interrupt real quick. Councilman Powers has joined us.
When I was in kindergarten, my kindergarten teacher actually was the one who told my mom and dad, you know, I think Robert would enjoy horseback riding. So when I looked on it, I looked back to it because it means a lot. It was a smile on my face for the first time.
Today we're here with six of our athletes from Special Olympics Texas, and the six we have here today are equestrian athletes at the Carousel Equestrian Center. And we are practicing for World Games. The athletes will be going to the World Games in Abu Dhabi in March of 2019.
Well, first of all, it's truly an honor to be selected to represent the athletes who are going to represent the United States, for sure. But it certainly brings national and international attention to Carousel Park, and it helps to show what we offer.
Dude, that's right.
I really appreciate my other five teammates, you know, meeting them and, you know, getting to know one another and why we all love horseback riding. You know, this is what we do. This is who we are. We are in this community together. And to represent the United States of America for the first time in my life, it's a great honor. I mean, for me, the road to get here, the road to get to Abu Dhabi has been a really tough one for me. But in the attempt that I cannot win, well, let me be brave in the attempt. You know, I will do my best. And representing this country means a lot. A lot of people sacrifice their lives daily, so I'm proud to do that for them.
Very good.
Team USA.
Thank you very much. Okay. So anything? Oh, Councilman Street. Sir, anything under other? Councilman Street, can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Okay, got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.